I'm here with Chris Lane on the Hell of a Night tour. Welcome to Boston.
Thank you very much. It feels good to be back in Boston.
Oh, have you been here before?
I've been here one other time. It was with Lee Bryce. I played at the House of Blues
a
couple years ago.
Okay.
It just so happened to be around World Series time.
Oh, yeah.
They were out there taking back practice.
That was
I played
a long
college
time
baseball,
ago.
So it was really cool for me.
Right, because growing up, didn't you play baseball?
Yeah, I grew up playing baseball. I didn't always grow up playing music. And I always thought that would be my career path after college. I played college baseball and really thought that I would move on after there, but I had several knee surgeries that really hurt my chances at that, and it's pretty crazy how things worked out. I'm glad it didn't work out. You know, music's a little bit easier on my knees.
Yeah, I bet. So, obviously, Paramount wanted to be a superstar.
Apparently.
So, guys, Chris has the EP out. He's on the radio here at the Bulls in Country 102.5, and we hear the things all the time.
Yeah, you know, I could not be more excited if you would have told me 5 or 6 years ago when I was playing college baseball that I would have a song on the radio and that I'd be touring the country with Dustin Lynch right now. I would have laughed in your face. And much less, you know, Fix right now is in the top 30, and it just feels good. I went on a 21-week radio tour, and, you know, after all that, it feels great that all the hard work paid off, you know?
It is amazing. And I've been watching you, and I've been following you on Snapchat. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, so you've been in Canada recently, where actually I work sometimes. And you were in Toronto. Wasn't that a weird place? Do you like it out there?
It's
like a brick city. It's worse than New York.
I didn't know what to expect, but it was a lot bigger than what I expected it to be. It's huge. I thought it was actually really nice. I enjoyed my time there. It was actually really, really cold, though. A lot of snow.
Worst time to go. I was there in June, so I didn't have it as bad.
There you go.
But when I was there, I took a cab. I think we talked about this. I took a cab. None of my bank cards worked. I didn't realize, I should probably tell them I left the state.
So they shut you down.
I was totally shut down. I'm in a cab, in a $100 cab, actually. And I could not pay it.
That's a bad situation.
I know. So, on your EP, what is the next song? I'm hoping it's Stolen Car.
You like that one?
That's my favorite.
That's cool.
And when I asked you about it, you asked what was my favorite. To me, that's my favorite.
Yeah, well, I love that you love that song. One of my favorite ones is For Her. It seems to be one that people are really liking a lot.
Of course,
All Kind of Beautiful is another one of those songs that people seem to be liking a lot. But I have one that's not on my EP that will be out on my full record. It's called Who's It Gonna Be? So it's an all falsetto, of course. Never thought that I'd do a song like that, but I don't know. There's something about this song that I really, really love a lot. And I'll actually be playing it in my set tonight.
Oh, good. Is it for me? Are you going to dedicate it to me?
Sure.
Like, right there in the front.
It's all about you. Who's It Gonna Be?
So you were in Disneyland. How was that?
Disney was great. It was actually, believe it or not, all the other days were like 80 degrees, 75 degrees. It was perfect weather until the day I decided to go to Disneyland. I had to wait till 4 because it was raining all day, very windy. I don't ride rides, but...
Why? You didn't go on the Tower of Terror?
Well, yes. I get motion sickness very easily, and I'm just scared. That's all there is to it.
So you're a scaredy cat. You're the wimp.
But I thought when I was a kid... I thought I went on the Tower of Terror. I didn't realize it was like a haunted mansion.
Right.
So I let my friends convince me to get on the Tower of Terror, and I thought it was just gonna be all right. Like, I made them believe. They kept saying, I can't believe you're actually going to get on this and you wouldn't get on the other one.
And you didn't realize it was gonna drop?
Well, yeah, I was playing it up. I was like, yeah, man, it won't be that bad. I'll be all right. They're like, all right. So we get on this thing, and my friend who goes there a lot, who lives out that way, she was like, are you sure you're not thinking about the haunted mansion that you've been in? And I was like, oh, wow. Like, maybe I have them mixed up. When I got on this ride, I've never been that scared in my life.
Did you scream in falsetto?
I actually did not scream at all. I couldn't make a sound. It was like the most horrifying thing I've ever done in my life. I got off and I just couldn't move. I was shaking, but I couldn't move like my body. I was like scarred for life.
Hey, that's okay, you know. So on the Hell of a Night tour, it's ending next weekend, right? I believe. And so I see you're going on spring break. You gonna go party with the college kids coming up in March?
You know what? I'm trying to figure out my plans after this. I am gonna be going out on a small college tour with Chase Rice coming up.
Oh, nice.
and then we're working on plans for the summer. And you know, I just can't wait to get my full record out and see what happens from there.
When should we expect that?
Hopefully by summer. We'll see.
We'll see. It's
a plan.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by. And where can everybody grab Mix and your EP on iTunes?
Yeah, I mean, IamChrisLane.com is my website, and they can get to Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and my eHarmony account. I'm just kidding.
He loves the Snapchat. He actually put, you put your manager up for sale, basically, on that.
Basically. I sure did.
Did that work out for him?
So far, no. I embarrassed him quite a bit.
He didn't like it?
He didn't mind it when I was doing it.
Right, at the time.
At the time, but afterwards he kept saying, "You've embarrassed me."
Did he?
That's what
you
I'm
know
here
what?
For.
He should come on my relationship show, my two show.
All right.
Put him up and set him up with three ladies.
Yeah, honestly, we should definitely
do
that.
Let's do it. I think that would be a good time. All right, well, thanks for stopping by the Dr. Sarah Show at Dirty Water News.
You're so welcome.